Many of you know me. My name is Ricky Hudspeth, and I had an attitude when I was younger. I would always say, you don't know me, and I don't know you. I felt like when I was younger, that was significant. It wasn't really significant. As I grew up, I understood this. I was born in Compton in a family of 10, number 3 of 8 siblings. Me and my brother Sean were 2 years apart. Born on the same day, they used to call this Pinky and the Brain, my brother used to call it. I don't know who was Pinky, I don't know who was Brain, but, you know, we would go back and forth, and it was a fun time. We would go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday, we'd go to church. I mean, clockwork. And then at the age of about 6, 7, we stopped. Me and my brother, we were like, okay, we're not getting yelled at in the morning to get ready to get in the car, we're... This is great. Never ask questions. We would instead get woken up in the morning by mom singing and cooking breakfast. So then we'd move. When I was about 10 years old, I asked mom, I said, why did we stop going to church? She said, you're old enough, I'll tell you. My mom was straightforward. Like I said, we were born in Compton. She was pretty tough. She said, you remember that chapel we were going to? She's like, yeah. Like, well, we went from a home assembly, a home church, and we went to an actual building, right? Yeah. He said, remember the pastor? He said, yeah. And he said, he did something to me. And I said, excuse me? So she then began to elaborate why we didn't go there. And what ended up happening was this pastor had taken advantage of a few women that were in that church. And my mom was next on the list. He ended up convincing my dad to let my dad, because he trusted him, let him take her out or to help him with something. It was something. But he ended up driving down an alleyway with my mom in the car, and he reached over and he went to touch her. Before he could do it again, my mom, she was tough, boom, gave him the left. Hit him. He hit his head against the window, cracked the window. She was able to get out. Then my mom proceeded to tell me why, you know, we didn't go there anymore, because she didn't want my dad to raise us behind a glass in prison, because my dad was going to, he was going to do the unchristian thing and unalive this guy. So we moved. We moved to Rancho Cucamonga. And our next door neighbors, they went to Claremont Bible Chapel. And every new kid that they brought into Claremont Bible Chapel, they got money for it. So we had a big family. We were just a tax write-off for them. Like, what, all the money that would go straight to them, it would go to them for camp. And Verdugo Pines Bible Camp was a camp that they would go to and get money for. So we went to, again, Claremont, this blue 16-passenger van. Claremont Bible Chapel would just roll up. And it would be 30 minutes early, never on time, 30 minutes early. And the window would roll down, and all you would hear is, we're late. We're late. And that was Dave telling us we're late. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, he's got a crown, not, you know, a tall one, but he's got a crown to this day. And so I started going. I started hearing the gospel, but I was just a funny kid. Me and my brothers, we just wanted to have fun. I didn't listen to the gospel. I didn't understand it. But when we were in brigades, there was always, you know, fire and brimstone, hellfire and brimstone. And I probably got saved like 71 times, but I didn't understand what the gospel was. I didn't get it, you know. But Dave was doing a great job of preaching back then at this boys' club. And so, again, we go to Verdugo Pines Bible Camp. And to enter Verdugo Pines Bible Camp, 13 years old, and I still had that mentality. You don't know me, and I don't know you. I thought I was tough. Ew. And I would say that to myself, and thought I had this bravado. We went to Verdugo Pines Bible Camp. Again, like I said, it was 13 years old, and he had this speaker. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. His name is Henry Sardinia. Just a big mass of a man. He was 300 pounds, 6'6", and he could move all those 300 pounds. I mean, he had a black belt and I Will Destroy You, and he was just a fiery preacher. Just, are you saved? Are you saved? And he is sweating and he is spitting. I mean, his sweat had sweat. And I was in the front row and he was just getting me. I'm like, this guy is killing me. Killing me. And he got me. Matthew 7:21, he got me. Scream. He said, and the words of the Lord, and I'll have to paraphrase, he said, many will come unto me in that day, and I will profess that I never knew them. And they will say, Lord, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. And I will say unto them, I never knew you. And so the magic was in the pronouns. It was, we have done this. And the Lord turns back to them after everything that they said. And he said, I never knew you. I never knew you. So all the time that I was saying, you don't know me, and I don't know you, hit me right there. Right there in the front. And I knew that night that if I were to go, if I were to die, I knew, because he didn't know me, I would go to hell. That night, I didn't have the Romans road. I didn't understand much. But I knew that if I don't know him and he doesn't know me, I'm not getting into heaven, because it's important for him to know me. So I go back to cabin 2 in Verdugo Pines, drenched. And I am just scared of bears at this time. Like I said, I was born in Compton. A lot of people that look like me don't know what bears look like. And you get in the mountains, somebody says a bear, I'm thinking a gaggle of them are going to come down and eat me that night. A gaggle is about from 7 to 25, if you guys are wondering. So I hopped down, got on my knees, and I got saved that night. And I put it on his back. I put it on the Lord's back. I said, if what you say in this scripture isn't true, then you're a liar. And then in scripture, you keep reading, and it says, God cannot lie. So my faith is in his word, that when he died on that cross, he died for me. And I took it. Romans Road came afterwards. The understanding of my salvation came afterwards. He will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. That came afterwards. And all I could think about is all of those years I sat saying to myself, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian because I go to church. I grew up in the church. There's a lot of people in here. You grew up in the church. I'm a Christian. Forget the bravado. Forget everything I said. I would have missed heaven by never getting to know Jesus Christ. And that was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Now I've just been serving as much as I can in the chapel, making sure that people understand that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Do not let this testimony pass you by. One thing that's important is that if you go to hell, if you read scripture, what it says is that you will have your memory. You will have your memory, and you will remember every time in 2024 there was a 6'4", 250-pound chocolate face telling you guys that Jesus is the way, and you will burn for eternity if you do not accept the Lord. I am imploring you guys, accept the Lord. Noonie! Now,